May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Thank you. I would like to thank all of you here today who in some way create music. Music feeds my soul. It lifts my spirits. It provides a form for my lament. It makes me dance and cry and sleep, although not always in that order. The ancients, in a theory which seems to have originated with Pythagoras, believed that the universe itself was made of music, a notion expressed by the young lover Lorenzo in Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice, looking up to the starred sky with his beloved Jessica, he tells her, "There is not the smallest orb which thou beholds, but in his moon like angels sings, still quiring to be the young eyed cherubins. Such harmony is in immortal souls. But whilst this muddy vesture of decay does grossly close it in, we cannot hear it." Music is an integral part of our culture. We see it not just in cathedrals and abbeys and churches, but we see it in our rites of passage, weddings and funerals. We see it as cultural collective events such as football and rugby matches. We see it in our social activities, the theatre, the opera, the disco floor. We see it increasingly as part of our everyday lives, as people walk or sit on the tube or on the buses with their iPhones, playing the melody of their life. Music is as important for our public occasions as it is for the individual. Music speaks into our culture and mood, but it also creates our mood and our culture. Musicians take words, and by setting them to music, give a depth of meaning which transcends our literary limitations. It transcends our imaginations. And music has been for hundreds of years a very conscious way of recalling God through creative works, as a way of lifting up the soul, as a way of entering into God, and as a way of giving meaning to theology and the transcendent. And it does that, until in the words of our psalm, "Everything within us praises the Lord." And in the tradition of St. Cecilia, we sing in our hearts to the Lord. This abbey has resounded to choral and organ music every day for over 750 years. It is the heart of its life and work. Maybe it is its rhythm and being. And the abbey, like churches and cathedrals across the centuries, have played music as part of their public worship, part of their public prayer, but also there for the individual as they have encountered God. And here in this abbey, it has played a role in royal and state national occasions. Music has been at its heart, and in recent years it has included the royal wedding of the Highness the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. It has celebrated in music and word the Diamond Jubilee of Her Majesty the Queen's coronation. Music has been part of national services commemorating the centenary of World War I, the memorial services to Nelson Mandela, Sir John Taverner, and Terry Wogan. And there is a sense in which this abbey, if it were not to make music, The stones themselves would shout out praises to God. Church musicians are engaged in serious theological work. They write hymns and psalms, anthems, which not only inspire but teach us about God. The treasury of sacred music, both old and new, presents the essential tenets of our faith in a memorial way and offers insights to God's presence. And with any theological work, it is not just an academic occupation, it is a practical one. The former Archbishop Rowan William talks about what we learn in music is what it is to work with the temporal, to work in the streams of God's wisdom. Music is temporal work, working in the stream of God's wisdom. And of course, music does not only talk of God, but it holds the possibility to demonstrate God. It enables us to see what is unseen. Music offers the possibility to encounter God through Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Music offers the possibility to welcome the stranger, to bring forgiveness, to bring transformation, and to speak of peace. Peace with God, but also with each other. This year, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, formed in 1999 and formed of Arab and Israeli musicians, defying the fierce political divides in the Middle East. It has its origins in the conversations between its founders, Edward Sayed and Daniel Barenboim, who over the course of their great friendship spoke. The Palestinian author and scholar and the Israeli conductor and pianist discussed ideas of music, of culture, and of humanity. And their music became an alternative way to address the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, whilst its founders do not see it as a peace project, the Western Eastern Divan Orchestra became a place for overcoming divisions, for increasing understanding. And maybe at this time in this country, we would do well to see the opportunity of music in increasing our understanding and overcoming our divisions. Music also holds the possibility of bringing people together. And today we come together to give thanks for music, for those who have given individual contribution, but also community contributions. It is also an opportunity to thank help musicians for all they have done to support musicians who have given us so much and to give back to them love and welcome and care. Music tells us something of God. And as a Christian, I would want to join with St. Augustine, who warns us that music as an activity can distract as well as enhance worship. Religion is not music, and music is not religion. So church musicians have a responsibility to ensure that good music does not become the god, but rather ensures and enables us to see God, the unseen, to help us to proclaim God as King and to create peace within our walls. Pope Benedict recently said of music that in this symphony is found at a certain point what might be called in musical terminology a solo, a theme given to a single instrument or voice that is so important that the significance of the entire work depends upon it. This solo is Jesus Christ. Music is an art, for what we should always be thankful for what we should always be offering thanks, not just to each other, to the musicians, but also to God. As we, like St. Cecilia, sing praises to the one who is infinite in love, who has created and redeemed us through Jesus Christ, and who inspires us through his Spirit day by day. To him be the glory, yesterday and today and forever. Amen.